Welcome back, everyone, to the climax of my existence. I'm using auto-tune to spice things up a little. It's probably going to get annoying, but too bad. Okay, so, you know, the town was all empty and stuff, but at least Alfredo was back, and I was like, Alfredo, what have I done? And, Alfredo said, wait, well, what did you do? I mean, everything's the same. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot, because, like, nobody knows about him now. Does that mean I don't know about him anymore? Wait, who are we talking about again? And so I'm like, you know, Alfredo, we should probably go to the store. And he's like, yeah, we should get some groceries. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm starving. And so Hayden went along with us and stuff. And so we got groceries. And and I bought this huge watermelon, and I'm like, hey, we should go egg people's houses with these, with watermelons. And we're like, and Alfredo and Hayden were like, yeah, that sounds great. And so whose house did we egg first, you ask? Drum roll, please. I'm just kidding. We actually egged Justin Bieber's house. And so we chucked the watermelons at his house. And he was like, what? What are you doing? And he flung open the door and was like, I'm coming for your soul. And so we started running away and stuff. And he had two big swords, and we're like, okay, he can't do no damage because he doesn't have no projectiles. And so we kept running and running, but Justin Bieber was fast, man. He was really fast. And so we were like, ah. And so we kept running. Sorry, I had to yawn. And I kept running, but he caught up to us eventually, and he stabbed Hayden in the back, and he dropped to the ground, and I'm like, no, Hayden, please don't leave me. But hey, and as I watched him crumple to the ground, I'm like, he's not gonna live. And so I bent down and said, Hayden, no, Hayden, don't leave me. But with his eyes wide open and his face as pale as a ghost, he did not say anything back. His shirt was stained with blood, and the sword was stabbed through his chest. And that was the end of Hayden. But then Justin Bieber tried to stab Alfredo. I'm like, no, Alfredo's not dying for the second time. And so I kicked Justin Bieber in the face and he fell down. But then something really bad happened. Hayden came back to life, but he was a zombie. And we were like, no walking dead. And so we tried to kill Hayden and stuff, but Hayden would not die. And we're like, what? And so Hayden. And so we were like, oh no, what we're gonna do? But then Hayden bit Alfredo, and Alfredo turned into a zombie, and then he bit Justin Bieber, and Justin Bieber turned into a zombie too. And I oop, and I oop, and I oop, and I oop. And so I'm like, oh no. And so I ran back to me and Hayden's house. And I got some guns and stuff. Because, you know, we keep guns in our house. And, yeah. And then I went around town and started handing the guns out to people. I'm like, help, help, help. There's going to be a zombie apocalypse. And people were like, what? And then I'm like, look, there's zombies. And then the zombie Hayden and his crew started, you know, to zombify more people. And we're like, and so we were like, we must fight against them. And I mean, I was pretty upset about Hayden and Alfredo, you know, being zombies. So, not okay. And so I'm like, but before we try to kill them, we should try to find a way to turn them back. And then one old guy said, you cannot turn this back, turn them back. This happened when I was a boy on the planet of Gloob Bark. And they rarely ever happen on Earth, but they have happened. Just people just don't know about them somehow. Plot convenience. And so then, we were like, uh-oh. But I didn't want to kill Alfredo and Hayden. And they're like, too bad, sometimes you must sacrifice the ones you love. And I'm like, no! Excuse me. And, so yeah, I didn't forget to kill him. Well, actually, I didn't kill him yet. Okay. And so we were running around town while the zombie apocalypse got even bigger. And so we're like, uh-oh, stinky, poo-ha, poo-funny. And so, sorry, I had to yawn again. And we were like, okay. And so we started shooting all the zombies. But, you know, they didn't die. And so I asked the old man, why aren't they dying? He's like, I don't know, this has never happened before. And so he said, we have to move. And I'm like, move where? And he said, move to Mercury. And I'm like, ain't it too hot there? And he was like, not as hot as you. I'm like, whoa there. And he was like, ah, just kidding. I'm like, oh, I hope so. And so, well, I mean, I know I'm hot, but like, coming from like an old guy, like, a little weird. anyway. We went, so we moved to Mercury, and it was actually surprisingly habitable. It was pretty nice there, and like, there's only, a couple thousand of us left. Yes, the whole world, pretty much got taken over by the zombies, which, surprisingly fast, I know. And so then, we're like, what are we going to do on Mercury? And the old man was like, we have to build a new civilization. And I'm like, out of what? There's no resources besides rocks. And he's like, we have to build our houses from bones. And I'm like, what? And then he charged for me. Bum, 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 bum! Okay, so that was the end of this episode of the Climax of My Existence. To find out if the old man actually harvested my bones, keep on the lookout for another episode. I probably won't add another one, but see ya, goodbye!